T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted Woodward and Gordon Basham with you here on this Monday, November 19th. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt believes that politics in Washington will prevent lawmakers from voting on a permanent attorney general.
Our friends on the other side in the Senate have made it so hard to get anybody confirmed to anything. And so, the president's unlikely, I think, to make that nomination before the Congress reconvenes. And if he did, we'd be unlikely to be able to do anything with it. We are way beyond the time where you have a hearing and a week later somebody gets confirmed to these jobs, no matter how insignificant they are. And this one, of course, is very significant.
Senator Blunt appearing on ABC's This Week on ABC yesterday. Democrats in Congress claim new acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is a danger to the Russia collusion investigation because Whitaker previously spoke critically about it.
The hunting season is underway across Kansas. Mark Murrell is the director of the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita, a regional office for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. He tells KNSS News the hunting season has a big impact on the economy across Kansas.
You can't find a motel room probably in the western half of Kansas opening weekend, maybe on into Thanksgiving. That's another popular time when people come out. So the impact is huge to the local economy.
The upland bird hunting season runs through the end of January.
The arrival of colder weather means more homes will be turning up the heat. Fuel-burning appliances. Those appliances include furnaces, ovens, space heaters, generators, indoor grills, fireplaces, which can unknowingly cause dangerous levels of carbon monoxide to build up in the home. Cherie Sage with Safe Kids Kansas says, though there are some combination devices, don't assume that because you have smoke detectors, they can also detect carbon monoxide.
The nice thing about carbon monoxide detectors is that many of the devices can just be plugged into the wall and have a battery backup. They actually need to be lower to the floor and not placed on the ceiling.
CO alarms cost about $20, can be purchased at most hardware and retailer stores. Sage says the best way to avoid CO poisoning is to make sure heating appliances are in good working order, used only in well-ventilated areas. Don't run a car engine or any other gas-powered tool in the garage, even with the garage doors open. You have to warm up a vehicle, get it outside first.
If you're planning on hitting the road this Thanksgiving week, the Kansas Highway Patrol will be taking part in the annual Special Traffic Enforcement Program, or STEP. The program is designed to target impaired drivers and focus on enforcing seatbelt, child restraint, and other traffic laws. Troopers remind you to make sure your vehicle is in good working order by checking the tire depth, fluids, the exhaust system, and other mechanical equipment. If you have alcohol, make sure you designate a sober driver beforehand and call a taxi or take an Uber if you don't. If you need help while out on the highway, you can call Star 47 or Star 582 to be connected to the dispatcher.
The Kansas Republican Party getting a new chairman in February. State GOP Chairman Kelly Arnold says he will not seek a fourth two-year term after serving 6 years as the Kansas Party's top official. The Republican State Committee will name his successor during the party's next statewide convention. Arnold started as chairman in 2013. GOP has won all statewide and congressional races starting in 2010. The party extended the streak through the 2016 election with then-Governor Sam Brownback and U.S. Senator Pat Roberts winning tough re-election races in 2014, and U.S. Senator Jerry Moran winning re-election in 2016. But then Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly won the governor's race this year. Kelly Arnold has served as Sedgwick County's elected clerk since 2009.
Your water and sewer bill could be going up soon.
The Wichita City Council is considering a proposal that would increase water and sewer rates by 7.7% to help pay for a new water treatment facility. The new facility is expected to cost roughly $524 million and will be mostly funded through loans. Council members will discuss the proposed hike at their meeting on Tuesday. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Changes in the insurance industry might be cutting down on opioid abuse.
a different approach to fighting the opioid epidemic. Slow down the flow of drugs by stopping the flow of insurance money. Come January 1st, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama will no longer cover OxyContin. That's a very effective pain medication, but it comes with a very high risk of addiction. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Tennessee is also dropping OxyContin coverage next year, and Florida's biggest insurer, Florida Blue, cut off OxyContin prescriptions earlier this year. The Alabama insurer says patients will still be covered for alternative forms of oxycodone that's believed to be less addictive. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Some holiday shoppers in Vermont were stunned to hear that someone paid the tab for their holiday shopping bills. But who?
Nobody knows who's responsible, but an unidentified man footed the bill for all layaway items at a Walmart Supercenter in Derby, Vermont. Walmart confirms it happened this month, but they won't say how much the guy covered. At least one shopper says other customers had up to $900 in items each on layaway. So who is this mystery Santa Claus? There is a picture floating around only showing the man from behind walking in the store. We do know this. He's a football fan wearing a Patriots jacket. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
It is 7:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday, heading into Thanksgiving week. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. Time to look with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning. A chilly start to the day for us. It's going to be sunny and near 50 for the high, with winds turning north this afternoon, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's low 26, sunny and 50 again tomorrow, and a gradual warm-up on Wednesday into Thanksgiving with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 93% humidity, a little breeze out of the southwest. It's 26 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 50. There's your weather forecast here on this Thanksgiving week. 7:39 with Steve and Ted. And always at this time on Monday morning, it's always great to check in with the esteemed mayor of Wichita, Jeff Longwell, checking in with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Well, good morning, Ted. And hopefully my voice holds up, kind of recovering here. I always hate traveling this time of year when germs are spread inside that little cabin.
Where are you returning from?
I was in Washington, D.C. on Friday and had a nice visit with Secretary Carson, and we talked about some meaningful policy changes to help us with affordable housing, and so it should be interesting conversations as we move that incredibly important issue forward.
How does Wichita fit into the scheme of things on housing? I know some other cities are bigger and have some of those bigger issues, but how do we stack up with that?
So even though we have what most people would call very affordable housing and a, you know, fairly low cost of living here, affordable housing is relative, and we still have almost 40,000 households in the city that spend more than 30% of their income on their housing. And that's way too much. We've got to figure out those people that fall in the gaps, how we can provide support for them.
The last week, I kind of made almost a daily trip down to Lawrence Dumont Stadium to watch the demolition proceed, and the stadium's not there anymore.
No, it came down rather quickly, and one of the things that we found out was, you know, we did some core drilling because initially we were looking at doing a major remodel with Lawrence Dumont, and it came back and said it couldn't support the kind of remodeling that we wanted to do, and we found out why. There was no reinforcement rebar, any kind of reinforcement in any of that concrete anywhere, and so when it came down rather quickly.
Yeah, that bulldozer wasn't having much resistance when it banged into the stadium. It just crumbled.
Yeah, I think that kind of surprised people, because one of the first emails I got was from the manager saying, hey, here's why we couldn't build upon what existed out there. It wasn't strong enough to hold up what I had, and there was just no reinforcement that was put in the concrete.
And the timetable on that is to have a bare earth by the end of the year?
Might have that site totally cleared and cleaned and ready by the end of this year, and we're still planning on having a new venue ready for 2020.
Thanksgiving week. Do you have a busy week, or do you have a nice family low-key week?
So low-key for us is a family dinner that might bring about 35 people together. but that's always fun. It's a great time for family to, you know, to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday and catch up with people we haven't seen in a while, and looking forward to it.
Yep, I think that's on all our agendas this week. Well, I'm glad to welcome back from D.C., out of the Beltway and back here to the beautiful Great Plains. We're glad to have you back, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week to you and your family.
Thank you. Take care.
We appreciate it. That's Mayor Jeff Longwell joining us every Monday at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Mayor's getting together with 3 dozen people on Thanksgiving Day, and Steve and Ted apparently are not two of them, because I don't think we've received our invites. But, you know, he's got to draw the line somewhere. He's got an extended family, big family.
You think he's going to be able to feed that many for $49.95?
And, you know, if Steve could only find out the address, he would crash that party anyway. The mayor has to be a little bit secretive on some of that stuff. It's 7:43 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We'll take a look at a notable anniversary that happened over the weekend of an event that I'm sure we all remember. KNSS News Time, 7:43.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.